In May of this year, Microsoft announced that it would bring its own virtual assistant to iOS and Android. And this week, Microsoft delivered on that promise. Cortana is what Microsoft offers on its own Windows 10, Windows 10 Mobile, and Windows Phone platforms. And now, if you're willing to become a beta tester, you can try out Cortana on your Android device with an official non-beta release coming soon. Being that Cortana is Windows first, Android second, you don't get everything that Windows users are accustomed to, partly because the app doesn't get the same system level access that Microsoft grants it on its own operating system. So instead of saying, "Hey Cortana," Android users have to launch it manually. On my Lollipop Nexus 5, I can assign it to the swipe up from the home button action that's normally set for Google Now for quick access. Now, when I fire up the app, Cortana asks if there's something she can help me with. The app is now waiting for my voice command so she can deliver that to the cloud and process my request. What's the weather like tomorrow?
The forecast for tomorrow shows sun with a high of 82 and a low of 60.
What does my schedule look like for tomorrow?
You have 23 events for tomorrow.
Show me Italian restaurants in Petaluma.
Here are 10 Italian restaurants near you.
Text Leo Laporte. I also quite like Cortana's text-to-speech engine that gives it a little bit of a personality. Sing me a song.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
Cortana also attempts to get to know you and your schedule, your interests, and basically your whole life, so it can offer up suggestions that apply to you before you know you need it. Cortana's home screen is very similar to Google Now in that respect, offering cards of information to remind and inform you of that data that Cortana deems important for you. Those cards can be dismissed by tapping these dots up here in the corner, followed by "Hide this card." These cards are pulled in from the notebook section, a thorough customization hub where you can dial in what kinds of information matter most to you and from where that information can be pulled. And if you've set any reminders for yourself, you can also access those here in the reminders section. I'm cutting Microsoft a little bit of slack because this is, in fact, a beta release at the moment. I encountered a few freeze-ups here and there that required a reset of the app, but overall, it's nice to see some true competition in the voice assistant category. The beta is limited by compatibility and regional restrictions, so you might have to wait for the official release to take it for a spin yourself. Head on over to blogs.windows.com to find the direct link to the beta file, if you qualify, and you can try out Cortana in its beta form.